Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. We are live from the sauna that is the Odyssey Tent at the Erie County Fair. Come by, say hi. I'll be here till noon. We have a packed show for you, though, because we still have to give you the show that you expect, and it is Hardline. By the way, I should say, before we get to our first interview, it is Veterans Day here at the fair. Admission is free for veterans, active military, and auxiliary members with proper ID. You'll also get a $10 voucher here. That'll get you a cup of lemonade. Veterans Mass will be held at noon in the Family Entertainment Complex, and a Veterans Recognition Service will be held at Veterans Park at 1:30. It's also USPS commemorative postmark here at the fair. We'll get talking about that later on in the show. But I am happy to introduce our first guest. He is Buffalo Common Council member in the Fillmore District, Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, welcome back to Hardline.
How are you doing at the fair in the heat?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you, they got us in a sauna. The three sides of the tent is closed, but you know what, Mitch? It'll work out. I'm a company guy. We'll get through it.
You'll make it there. I mean, look, you got deep fried cheesecake, you got rides, you got lemonade, you got a lot there.
Exactly. Are you making an appearance at the fair this year?
I am. I'm going to bring my nephew next week, or in the week coming up.
Awesome. Well, we're right across from the county services pavilion here at the fair, so come by and say hi.
I'll make sure I do it.
All right, Mitch, lots going on, as always, in the city of Buffalo, and there is the story of the police training facility in the, and it's rumored that residents are pushing back. Can you give us the rundown of exactly what is going on, how we got to the point we're at today?
Yeah, so this is the police training facility that is being proposed and underway at the Plavaki Post, which was the Hope Center in Broadway Fillmore, is really years in the making. So this is a consolidation of bonds over the course of 6 years to have a police training facility for our municipality. So back in the day, we used to have one, but the building wasn't functional. So after that happened, the city had to then contract with Cheektowaga and Amherst to use their training facility. And so for our police officers, which is state mandated that they get trained every year to be able to discharge their weapons, which is arguably the worst time to be a police officer, you want to be properly trained. And so instead of going to other municipalities and paying them to train our own officers, then Mayor Byron Brown decided to take an empty vacant building in our city inventory and make it a police training facility. And so it's currently proposed at the Plavaki Post, which is in Broadway Fillmore, the central terminal. And when that happened, I did my job as a council member and meet with the adjacent block clubs, bring the BPD together and mitigate any issues and have a community meeting on this proposal. And ultimately, the neighbors at the block club were supportive and are supportive of that police training facility because they don't want to look at a vacant abandoned building. They'd rather have a police training facility there that's bringing up this building up to code, in use, a safe, productive, active location, and basically see a revitalized area for that. And so I got a call and text months ago from the press that said, well, there's an organization in the Elmwood Village called LOLA, something about liberation, and they're against this. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't they have met with me or spoken with me regarding this? And why am I hearing about this from the news and not them? And so the Black Club supports it, but there's this outside organization from the Elmwood Village trying to shout over my residents and myself when it comes to this police training facility. And then, you know, there's a cartoon of me. They're trying to dox me. I have no feelings left to hurt after 6 years in this business. I have to run a district and govern and do the right thing. And any proposal that comes into my district, Joe, I meet with the people that live directly across the street. And so we had these series of these meetings over months. And, you know, there's, you know, one news outlet that found one person that lives in the area to not to oppose it. And then, you know, writes an article and says, well, you know, residents said that they weren't informed. And that's the world we live in, Joe. You know, you could cherry pick one person and create a story. But that's not the accurate narrative of the proposal of the police training facility in my district.
No, and I can say this, Mitch. I mean, it's obvious that you care about your district, you care about your city. I mean, you are, when there is something going on, not only are you talking to people, but I mean, you're on all the networks. You're always, you know, you're always talking with us, 247. I have to believe that, you know, you're out there and you're talking to everybody because we see it every day. Now, as for this building, what is the timeline on the training facility?
So it's a clunker of a building. So it's has to be outfitted. There's about 6 million. I think the controller stated in September about 95% of the bonds have been released and sold, so that Buffalo Police Department has the ability to adaptively reuse it as a training facility. So I believe after we rezone it in September, we'll probably see within the coming months the construction happen to outfit it, and probably by next year it'll be function. And here's the thing, Joe, is instead of us being in the passenger seat always paying other municipalities to train our police officers, we will now have a building that we can charge other municipalities to train their officers in our in-house in our building. And to me, it's just extremely functional to take a vacant, abandoned building, put it to productive use, have a city resource there that's state mandated, and start looking at, you know, how we can, you know, quantify our services and do it in-house, cheaper and more efficient for the residents of the city of Buffalo, but ultimately train our police force, you know, to respond to emergencies, but ultimately when they have to discharge their weapons in the realm of public safety, which is arguably the scariest point. And, you know, if we want a productive police force, we have to have a trained police force. And I don't find this so foreign, but, you know, when you have a few people on social media shouting at you, it turns to a controversy that didn't really exist. And, you know, we live in a world, Joe, where we have a generation of people that want to manufacture outrage for things that don't really exist.
That's no truer words have been spoken. You know, I have to say, it's crazy that the second largest city in New York weren't having their police train in the city to begin with. You know what I mean? I mean, that I think is is shocking news for a lot of people.
Yeah. And, you know, and as you know, like I have no problem being criticized. Look, you know, I got thick skin, but I represent the residents, and I'm not going to have people in another part of the section of the city shout over the people that live adjacently there. I'm not going to put up with it. And, you know, ultimately, you know, if you want to make me the bad guy, great. I'll wear that hat. I got thick skin. I'm in the ring. But ultimately, I'm going to make sure I take care of my district and make sure I take care of the city, and that what I do is functional and makes sense for not just my district, but ultimately the city as a whole.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Mitch, I have to say, since we're talking about this building for the police training facility, right down the street we have the Central Terminal, and you and I have talked about this a few times. Where are we on that project, and what are some of the milestones we should look forward to?
So the Central Terminal is a majestic beauty. It is built in the 1920s. You cannot replicate that architecture. To me, it's the backdrop of the city of Buffalo. And so under Monica Pellegrino-Fakes, who is a rock star executive director, knows exactly what she's doing, took that tranche of money that we were able to get from the state of New York, which was over $50 million. So she has taken the construction plan, and they're doing the non-cool things right now. They're remediating, lead abatement. They're structuring the front, facility. They're making sure that they're taking care of the roofs. They're abating lead. And so they're doing that as the first construction zone, but construction will continue for years to come there. And then ultimately what you'll see next year is them to expand their master plan by moving from the front facility to then the greater lawn. But right now the structural work where like the parking garage, making sure it's level, making sure that it's safe, doing all those things is what's occurring right now. But people can continue to see progress that will be happening now until next year, where the main function of the building will be then secure, and then they'll continue to develop the master plan. And in 5 years, you'll see a Central Terminal finally go back to the residents of Broadway Fillmore in the city of Buffalo that will be adaptively reused and see a new purpose in life. And Joe, that's what we have to do in the city of Buffalo. We have old structures. We can't just look at a building and what it was 130 years ago and think that that's what it's going to be. We're going to have adaptive reuses and reimagine these spaces. And, we can, walk and chew gum at the same time. We can figure out new purposes for these buildings in life. And the Central Terminal is just one of those buildings that will show not only the city of Buffalo, but truly the state of New York of what you can do in old buildings. And the Central Terminal means so much to the city of Buffalo and Broadway Fillmore. So I think within, now from the years coming on, you'll starting to see more of progress there. You'll see less of the structural work of the fixing the windows, the roof, the masonry work, making sure that we're lead abated, making sure there's not asbestos there, and then you'll start seeing that greater plan executed.
Yeah, I think that's something that so many people, not just in the city, but in Western New York, are waiting for and happy to see once it's done. Mitch, I have to ask you this, and I know it's never good to look back, right, because you can only do so much looking back. We don't have a DeLorean. But, there was a lot of debate when they built the new train station downtown that new train, the old train station, should have been replaced with the Central Terminal. Seeing as everything that's taking to bring this back, do you think the right decision was made to build the new train station, or should we have looked harder at the Central Terminal?
So that's a question that I can ask and answer in two parts, because I think about it when I think look back, I think about it in two parts. The first is if we were able to put it to the central terminal, the density of people and the activation that would happen would spur growth, without a doubt. But are we at the point in the city of Buffalo and in Western Europe where people are using the train? So I think that when I look back at that, you know, yes, you know, in any activation of the central terminal to make it a train line would have activated the whole area, would have had a density of people there, and it would have brought back liveliness and attractions and private development. But on the switchfold is are we at the point in our society in Western New York where people would actually use the train? Because I do have this gripe with Western New Yorkers is that, you know, if we can't park right in front of the facility, we just won't go. You know, and, you know, if we use public transportation, it's kind of like a pejorative. You know, you're taking the train. And, you know, if you go to sophisticated world-class cities around the world, people use public transportation all the time. It's quick. It's fast. It's efficient. It's, you know, eco-friendly. And it builds up density of people to have, you know, vibrant areas. So I do think looking back that it was probably a missed opportunity.
You know, it's funny you say that about public transportation. You know, I grew up right down the street from the South Campus Station. So growing up, we would always take the train to go downtown. Then I went to college and lived on campus on the train line. So, you know, until I was 22, I took the train everywhere. And then you talk to people who didn't grow up right on the train line. It's like, yeah, I didn't even know it existed. Let me ask you this. Since you bring up the Metro Rail, you know, we have this expansion proposed through Amherst to UB North. Now, the train does go through your district. Do you think the expansion would be a good thing for the city of Buffalo for downtown that we talk about so much?
100%. Any expansion of rail and public transportation that brings people to and from work, school, jobs, you know, socialization, going to places, always has, number one, a economic factor of being able to bring people to, and then it exposes people to the ability to be able to hop on public transit to then take a job or seek opportunities else on the rail. But here's the thing, when it comes to the expansion of the rail, I deal with this almost every day as a council member, is you get the growing pains of people that say, well, not in my backyard. What about if this comes here? What about this happens there? And you know, you get that pushback. But yeah, any expansion of the rail is vital to us growing as a region, becoming a city with, you know, that is competitive. We need to have good public transportation, and an expansion of the rail will do that.
Mitch, final question for you, and this is something that's been in the news, not just in the city of Buffalo, but all over Western New York and in the country, and that is e-bikes, right? We're seeing a lot of car versus e-bike incidents. We're hearing about e-bikes being on bike paths where there's clearly signs stating no motorized vehicles. In the city of Buffalo, are there limitations, and is there anything you're thinking more limitations when it comes to things like e-bikes on the streets in Buffalo?
So legislatively, we actually have to catch up with the technology that's out there. So there are scooters, there are e-bikes, there are a variety of apparatuses that people can use to go and travel our city. So, you know, cities have those type of scooters and e-bikes to be able to publicly transport themselves and to get people to, you know, be activated in the city. But ultimately, we do see collisions. And so I think that, you know, two things could be true at the same time. You know, we can, you know, accommodate e-bikes and e-scooters for people who want to, you know, be down in our central business district, in our urban core, and zip around in those areas. But ultimately, we have to come up with you know, a mechanism and legislation to say, well, you can't use a bike lane, or can you go on the sidewalk, or where do you belong on the road? How do you share our public infrastructure to be able to, you know, to utilize these bikes? So legislatively, I think that we need to catch up. I think it's one of those things where, you know, if you travel to other cities, you see people zipping around on e-bikes and scooters all over the place, and they seem to do it with, you know, little to no resistance. And in the city, we need to look at our legislative ability on where do we permit them, where do we allow them, where do we store them, and then ultimately what side of the infrastructure do they rely on. If pedestrians are using the sidewalk, are you going to put them to the bike lane? If the bike lane that they utilize there, are they going to be able to ride with or adjacent to cars, and what does that look like? And so I think that as a city, we need to actually get ahead of that, because I think we're behind the curve when it comes to legislatively, addressing e-bikes and e-scooters and other alternative ways of transportation in our city.
Mitch, my final question is the laziest question in media, but I got to ask it. I know it's an election year for the mayor, but that doesn't mean stuff stops in City Hall. Anything that might be, behind the scenes, but not getting as much attention coming up in the council that you think people should keep their eye open for?
You know, after 20 years of, we have acting mayor Chris Gallen, but, of 20 years of almost a Byron Brown administration, I think that we're going to, no matter what happens in the general election, which I do believe Senator Sean Ryan will prevail, we'll have a new mayor and a new administration and a new way of looking at city government. So I think that there's going to be growing pains along the way, but I think that people are going to see the council become more dynamic. You're going to see an administration that's going to be making a lot more proposals and looking at the view of our city different, ultimately, while we're also having a fiscal deficit. So our problems exist, but there's nothing that we can't fix. And I think that if we stick together and we figure this out, we can have a city that we could be proud of. And, you're going to see that, demonstrate after we close out this year and the beginning of next year.
And I hope that State Senator Sean Ryan will join us on the lead up. But Mitch, it's always great to talk with you. Appreciate your availability, and always appreciate talking to you. And hope to see you when you're here at the fair this week.
Thanks, Bamer. Hope to see you soon.
All right, that is Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski joining us on a plethora of things. And I always like, and there's a lot of, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there like that, but Mitch is great because, I asked him on the show for one thing, and then I had a few other things come to mind, and he's perfect to answer it right there. I'm not going to get a text afterwards. Why did you ask me that? And I greatly, greatly appreciate that. By the way, I should give you this little preview. Kathy Hochul is going to be on WBEN this afternoon, 1 o'clock, Fox News Sunday. Governor Kathy Hochul is a guest of Shannon Bream's. So make sure you stay tuned after Meet the Press, Fox News Sunday. Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, will be on these very airwaves. And we are at the Erie County Fair. And the Erie County Fair is back August 6th through the 17th. So it's going on till the 17th. Today's the 10th. And we're teaming up to support the SPCA serving Erie County. Stop by our tent on 42nd Street, only 50 feet from the county offices. And play Plinko for a cause. Just $1 per play for your chance to win great prizes and help the animals in need. Don't miss the SPCA's, oh my gosh, petite store? Is that how we say it? Yep, all right, thank you. With awesome gear for your furry friends and catch live broadcasts. Me! Plus, scan the QR code to win tickets to an upcoming show at Shays Buffalo Theater or Shays 710 Theater. We are here playing Plinko 11 to 10 daily. But if you want to see the good stuff, I'm here 1 to 3 Monday through Friday, 10 to 12 Sunday for Hardline. So come join the fun at the Erie County Fair. We'll be back after this. It's Hardline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.